and Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Catholic Schools principal Scott Holzhoff, and he brought along somebody with him. We have a new development director, Lorraine Malone-Willick, and we welcome you today.
Thank you.
I guess, obviously, just the first time on as new development director, and Scott, kind of tell us about how this all came to be.
Well, our past development director had an opportunity to go somewhere else, and she took that opportunity to leave, and so that left us with looking for a new development director, and we went through the hiring process, and we are so excited to have Lorraine join our staff at Manhattan Catholic. She just got her feet wet this week, and we got a lot of things to do, but she's on top of it, and we're going to do great things.
You didn't waste any time, did you, Scott?
No.
And just kind of threw on the air after a week?
Well, I said, yeah, I have a radio spot, and I'd like you to come so I can introduce you. And she just looked at me, and her eyes glazed over, but she's fine.
Well, Lorraine, we welcome you.
Thank you.
And maybe tell us about your new role, and I'm sure you're kind of hitting the ground running.
It's very exciting for me because I actually started at Seven Dollars Grade School many years ago as a third grader. So I went all the way through, along with six brothers and sisters. Malone is our last name, and we all went to $7 Unlucky High School. So I have very fond memories of walking those halls in that building.
I imagine so. That really does have to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's
to be back
fun.
In
and to see the kids now and the energy down there. And they have to wear uniforms. We didn't have to wear uniforms. So it's great to be there.
I was back for a funeral in my hometown this last weekend and drove by my old grade school. My children didn't know that's where I went, and they were quite impressed. But it's still there.
the walls are still up.
Right. Well, what will some of her roles be, Scott? Can you fill us in?
Sure. Lorraine is going to be in charge of the annual fund drive, which is ongoing right now. She will put on her annual golf tournament in June. In October, around October every year, we have the auction, our annual auction. And then she will have a lot to do with the hog roast that we put on or another event. And she'll be working on the two school fundraisers that we have each semester. And then with that, she's going to spend a lot of time, which we've talked a lot about, improving our marketing efforts, especially in social media, to get the word out what we're doing at Manhattan Catholic School. So she has some great ideas on how to get that accomplished. So we just need to push that a little bit more, and those are going to be her duties. So she's got a plate full.
And we do want to remind listeners, as always, phone lines are open, 537-1350. And Lorraine, as you mentioned, you're kind of a native of the area,
yes.
So you're not new
yes.
to Manhattan at
yes.
all.
Yes. Yeah, my family moved here in 1968, so and Manhattan has changed so much over the years. It's great to be back living here. That's one of the things that I can't wait to do is start reaching out to all those Lucky High alums that I knew, when I was going to school there, and to tell them how the school has changed, what's different, and then also just reflect on what it was like as students there and how important it is to continue that education process for the kids that are there now.
It has to be fun having the perspective of a former student, too, Scott, I would think.
It is, and we still have a lot of people that associate with the school that are graduates. Lucky High, even though it's not there, they still have their class reunions, and to see them come in and talk to me and tell me about what happened in the 20s and 30s and 40s is just amazing. You know, some things have changed and some things haven't, but they have some fond memories, and it's great talking to them.
There's a lot of grandmas from my class that have their grandchildren going to school there now. It's kind of fun to they can do their bragging rights and say, oh, yeah, my grandkids are in the school now. So multi-generational, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. Boy, that is exciting. Well, I guess there's other things, too, we want to get into today. It's enrollment registration time. We heard from Tim McDonald about
sure.
talking about his enrollment period that's
sure.
coming up. So,
yes, in February we start our pre-registration for the 2017-18 school year. All of our admissions and information on next year on our website, www.manhattancatholicschools.org. And I've already started giving tours. I've probably given 8-9 tours the last month. And so, our families are getting their registration papers in. A lot of neat things going on at the school. So we're looking forward to a great year next year. And so registration is happening. Get online and look at what we got. Give me a call if you want to come visit.
Anything special they need for that, shot records, that kind of thing? Or
oh, yeah, we have to have all the records that the state asks us to get. So it's no different than any public school. We have to have all the same records.
And March 30th, a pretty important date.
March 30th, if you're interested in pre-kindergarten or kindergarten, we have a roundup that evening at 7 o'clock at the elementary gym. Gives you an opportunity to meet the early childhood staff and the child care staff that we have, talk to the administration, get the lay of the land, get a little tour. But a lot of people like tours when school's in session to see what's going on. So either way, both are beneficial.
And, you know, it's so much fun when you're talking. We've talked before about kids that age. That's just a blast. But, you know, it's really a good age and so much energy. And
They do. And when I have a bad day, that's where I go. Watch them for a couple minutes, you know, sit and talk with them. It focuses you back on what's important.
Exactly. Catholic School Week, maybe some of the highlights of that.
Wow. Last week we had Catholic Schools Week. We had a million activities. First and foremost, we had Bishop Weisenberger at all school mass presiding last Tuesday. It was a wonderful event. Of course, we had Pajama Day, and we had Crazy Dress Day. We had a Spirit Day. We had the choir singing at both churches. And then we had
a family fun night that I haven't been to. Yes. You talk about prizes. There were bicycles and pogo sticks. And these kids are spoiled compared to when we were at that grade school.
So you got to take part.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. I was there helping set up for the bingo and the cakewalk. And I mean, we had so many cakes we could have had a bakery opened up. But it was fabulous. And everybody had so much fun.
It was a blast.
It does. I mean, it sounds like a job where you can just have a good time.
Like, right. Really oh, has. It'll be fun. Definitely.
And that's not a fundraiser. That's just a community event. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is there for celebration at Catholic schools and our families. We have, you know, tons of volunteers, and they just put on a good program.
A lot of hard work. But, I mean, those parents are amazing what they do. And they just, they're doing it for the good of the kids. And there was even grandma's helping set up. So, it's definitely, it was a fun night.
It sounds like it. Well, the last time we visited with you, Scott, was before Christmas, actually. Got through mm-hmm. the Christmas holidays okay.
And did.
Weather-wise, knock on wood, I don't think we've had anything too terrible. Even though winter's still here, it's not been too bad.
Not too bad. We're getting a rash of sickness again, but keep drinking fluids, getting lots of rest, and eat appropriately. But, yeah, it's with the weather changing drastically. Tomorrow's supposed to be 70. Doesn't help nice. Very much, but yeah, we've had a few sick kids.
Well, and that's and I know, of course, there's been actually in some of the other states, I know, where they've had to close down the entire school mm-hmm. systems and nothing like that, but you've noticed definitely an uptick that way, and the usual warnings to parents out
sure.
there.
Sure.
I mean, you just remind them if they have a fever at all, you don't want them at the school.
Nope, we do not.
And they'll probably get sent home if they come with one.
They do, yes.
And washing hands and all that stuff. And I
Absolutely.
Know you work with the young people on that also.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. Well, I mean, and Lorraine, it has to be so much fun again, what you're doing. And
it is so much fun to go in there and just the energy of the kids and the noise level. And just, you know, you can always hear the chatter going on or something. You walk by a classroom door and it's like, oh, what are they doing? You peek in there and you see they're, you know, they've got outfits on and they're acting out. And then they were on the stage this morning. I go, what's going on over there? Over there, oh, they have thespian. They have a, you know, they get to have a drama class. So, and then Jim, we went over the pep rally over at Lucky High Gym. Well, I call it Lucky High Gym, but not anything like our pep rallies. But they had hula hoop contests, and they had to go find their shoes on the other side of the gym floor and run back and touch the wall. That's where I used to run sprints when I was playing basketball. So, everything's a little bit different than when I was going to school over there.
Any surprises from taking on this role? I mean, things that kind of shocked you a little bit, that kind of in an exciting way. Perhaps.
Yeah, I think it'll be challenging, but it's so fulfilling to come back and do a job where you know it's going to make a difference to 275 plus kids for the rest of their lives, and to make sure that it's a positive experience, and to make sure we have a safe environment for them to. I don't know if Scott mentioned we're remodeling at the school this summer, so they'll come back to a new look next year, which is really exciting. But, you know, that's the most, is a faith-based, safe, a very good academic environment for them to learn in. And I mean, what else could you ask for in a job?
Any immediate goals and even long-term ones? Have you thought that far ahead yet? I'm sure right now you're just kind of getting acquainted and used to things.
So. Well, right now we do have the annual fund drive going on, and it's pretty neat to see money coming in from across our country of alums that still care about our school and still care about, and obviously they had good memories and believe in our school and the Catholic school in Manhattan. We also have coming up now Friday, April 21st will be our hog roast. This is a fun event. I went to this last year. There's a lot of people that come to that. This, and it's at the Wareham, the old Wareham theater space. It's a big event space now, and it's going to be Friday, April 21st at 6 o'clock. It will start then. So anyway, that should be a fun event. That's like our first event kickoff coming up.
And I'm sure you're getting organized, even though it sounds like fun. A lot of work involved in getting it put together.
There's a lot to put these events together and to make sure it's a fun night for everyone. And but you know, like I said, there are just crews of the parents that are just willing to come and help and have fun too. But it is hard work. But they are just unbelievable offering to help. Lorraine, what do you need? This is what we do. Can we help with this? It's just awesome to see.
Now, Scott, it seems like she's hit the ground running, but I mean, coming in mid-school year, is that a little tricky to do, having a new development director?
It is, because, I mean, she's new. You know, we sat down, but Cindy Donahue had written a voluminous list of things that she should be doing, so we appreciate her doing that for Lorraine. So we've had a little guidance, you know, and it's some of it's new to me, so I'm learning with her some of the things that go on. So,
and that Father Carey has some input, obviously, on what we do, so he's been very helpful. Yep. Father Carey actually is back at our parish. He was a teacher. He taught my three younger sisters in school, so he's kind of come full back. He's come back also to where it began for him many years ago, so it's fun to have him back and to be able to jab at him a little bit and give him a hard time.
And speaking of Cindy Donahue, we just had her on, I believe, last week with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health. So now I'm starting to get this transition thing.
Yes, and she was there 12 years, and she did some wonderful things for that school. So I've got big shoes to follow in, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Scott, before we wrap up, we do have just maybe another minute or so left. Anything else you're wanting to highlight before we wrap up today?
Oh, sure. Aiden Lewandowski won our spelling bee. He went to the city and got first runner-up, so we're kind of excited about that. And also, 39 of our students qualified for the regional national history bee in Wichita coming up. Well, and we've usually sent, seven or eight per year, but we had 39 this year. And
that's
every
awesome.
Seventh and eighth grade are qualified. So we're pretty proud of that.
And, you know, those things mean so much to those young people, too, when they're able to do those kind of things.
It does. It does.
Well, again, been a real pleasure to have both of you on today.
Thanks.
And we've had, and I'm sure we'll be speaking more with Lorraine as time goes on. Scott, you can bring her any time.
Awesome.
Truly really a pleasure.
Thanks, Kathy.
Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holzhoff with us today. Also, his new development director at Manhattan Catholic Schools, Lorraine Malone Willick. And you've been listening to In Focus.
Great to have you both in the studio today. Tomorrow, State Senator Tom Hawk will be joining us via phone. Also, we'll hear from Geary County Schools folks. K-State Provost April Mason will be joining us, and we'll have an interview with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran. Clark Howard, followed by Rush, Dan Patrick, and the game at the Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7 on K-Man.
Come in and see your neighbors at Carpet One of Manhattan on Fort Riley Boulevard. They've got you covered.